dont on n'a pas encore évoqué depuis ce matin.
There's a point hasn't been mentioned in the energy transition. We must remember from dependence on fossil fuels towards cleaner energies, we must remember the idea of transport, be it land transport or maritime transport. This is a vast and important area, but I just like to focus on what is happening in shipping, maritime transport. All the major shippers, cargo shippers, used heavy fuel and crude oil for their ships. Now there's massive investment in cargo ships and LNG tankers with LNG, and there are orders coming in to cover the next 20 or 30 years. So how are we going to reduce emissions from ports and shipping? We have to look to technology. Technology is making progress and we have to help them. The international organizations must help them to promote investment in these new technologies. Transition will come through investment in technology. Maritime transport is an example of this. It's obvious that growth in LNG in this sector, the curves are rising and have been rising for decades. That's why I was saying this morning, for fossil fuels, we have to be careful. The signal given for Merck, for CMA CGM, is to invest in lowest carbon energies possible, but we're not going to move straight away from heavy fuel to cargo ships fueled by hydrogen. We must remember that. The same is true of land transport. We can reduce emissions when we see pollution in cities. We realize much has to be done for the bus fleets, for instance. The example of Colombia is pertinent. You are going to have such large gas resources, and therefore to transit from a diesel oil bus to natural gas bus, this is going to be a very big step. So there's access to electricity, which is also colossal. We have to use the cleanest possible resources, but also there's energy in the form of fuel, and these are two aspects which we have to, in the form of fuel oil, and we have to include both.